This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Gross here with co-host Melissa Davis. Coming up, we'll listen back to a live in-studio performance from 2023 with Sarah Green and Doug Sauter from the band Sarah Green and the Billions of Stars. And we'll share info on where you can see the band live later this month. We'll also share some clips of our favorite local releases of 2023. Hear the unabridged version of the show, you can join us Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or you can listen from anywhere, wfyi.org/listen. You can also hear some of the full songs featured on this show on our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost. Signal Boost and WFYI are going to be partnering with some local artists and venues in 2023 to sponsor shows and help spread the word about local music. We're kicking off the venture January 20th at the Lo-Fi Lounge in Indianapolis, where Sarah Green and the Billions of Stars will be celebrating the release of their album Days Worth Living Volume 2. You can find tickets and more information at wfyi.org/live, and you can hear some of their music right now. Sarah Green and Doug Sauter from the band came into the studio this past summer and played a couple of songs from the new album. I'll let them take it from here.
So this song is a song that Doug and I wrote together. He wrote the music and I wrote the lyrics, and it's called Easy On Me. At the time, I did not know that Adele was going to come out with a single called Easy On Me, because that was so funny when she did. The thing I love about this song is it's so vulnerable. It just like hurts sometimes to play it. You know, it hurts when I wrote it. It hurt. Mm-hmm. In a good way, though, you know, in a growing way. And the name of the album, Days Worth Living, actually comes from a line in this song. This song was written really at this place of the pandemic. I remember we went camping one weekend, and this was – I had not been with people outside of my bubble for years. And it felt – just reflecting back on, like, how much it hurt – I'd never reflected on how much that kind of this whole experience was so tender and made me tender as a person. And I loved what Doug did with it, because you heard that in the music. Like, you heard that tenderness, and you heard just like, you know, God, we're all just doing the best we can, and it's not very good.
Yeah.
You know, we're not doing well, you know, and just having that acknowledgement that I'm not doing well, and I'm going to just go easy on me, you know, and I'm going to go easy on you. And we're going to grow, and we're going to, like, live together in this community of pain. It's going to be beautiful. Mm. And every day is a day worth living.
Slow, easy on me, easy on you.
as they're worth every breath of my soul, every heartache, every hope. Lived enough years to love all the seasons, to just crave a walk in the snow so I can be
So this song we're going to play is called Heart at War, and this was one of those songs that Doug and I wrote together, and it was during this time in life where I was going to Brazil for a few months with my family, but I wanted to write, and I wanted to spend that time writing, and so Doug and I spent some time before I left, and decided on, he had like a ton of ideas. I mean, he is like the endless well of musical ideas. And so, you know, we spent a couple of sessions sitting around and him playing stuff for me and asking me what I liked. And I kind of like picked out the songs that I really was connecting with. And then he wrote out charts for me and recorded, you know, himself playing so that when I went to Brazil, like I could teach it to myself on guitar and then I could write to it. And I remember taking this song, the music to this song, and I remember taking it to the beach one day. And sometimes songs take me years to really nail down the lyrics for, and then some songs like Heart at War just like come out in an hour, and I brought it back to him and he was just like, what, like this is not what I was expecting at all. You know, it's like the what I did with the song vocally completely changed the direction of the music, then when we took it to the band it completely changed even more. So do you remember that moment of hearing what
I
did?
A good lesson is you know, when you're collaborating with people, to let your idea fly and go, set it free, and trust the people you're playing with. And, yeah, what Sarah did was one level, and then to the band, another level. And then what ultimately ended up on the record is like, holy, you know, wow. You know,
yeah.
It's like blew my mind when I first heard back how the arrangement ended up.
Heart at
Thanks, Sarah and Doug, from Sarah Grain and the Billions of Stars for that performance. And remember, if you want to see the band live, you can do so at the Lo-Fi Lounge on January 20th. Tickets and more info are at WFYI.org/live. Coming up after a quick break, we listen into some of our favorite Indiana releases from 2023. This is the Signal Boost Podcast. Let's take a listen now to some clips of our favorite releases from 2023. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 to 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or listen from anywhere, WFYI.org/listen, or check out our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost.
First, let's listen to a song from indie-based and internationally acclaimed sister duo Lily and Madeline. This is one of my favorites this year. It's called Windowless Bedroom from the sisters' latest album, Night Swim. And there's a video to accompany the song, which was also filmed in Indianapolis at the dreamy, immersive art and music venue Healer. This track is lush and layered and also hints at some darkness. Lily explains more with WFYI's Ray Steele from an interview in 2023.
Let's talk about the album itself. In listening to it and in listening to your previous stuff, this album seems, for lack of a better term, darker.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Why is that, Lily?
Well, I think because I wrote most of it, I would say, and it's about some really tragic, awful stuff. I mean, not to just like launch into all of it right now, but yeah, I mean, Madeline and I started when we were so young, and I think that there's a lot of moments on the album that are kind of touching on the coping mechanisms and the, you know, the person that I've developed into as a result of doing this so young.
This is Windowless Bedroom from Lily and Madeline here on Small Studio Signal Boost.
Isn't it so exciting? Windowless.
That was Windowless Bedroom from Lily and Madeline. You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost from WFYI. I'm Melissa Davis, here tonight with Adam Gross. And this week, we're listening back to some of our favorite releases from 2023.
Yeah, Happy New Year, Melissa.
Happy New Year! It's 2024!
Yeah.
Hard to believe. Something to look forward to in 2024. Indianapolis native Co is making music again. We're so excited to listen and play more. Co released a series of singles online last year, which she titled Mind Squats. Co is a brilliant musician and promises more music this year in 2024. And in the meantime, you can find her at Co-Tunes, K-O-Tunes at Bandcamp.com, and at Co Newborn on Spotify. And we also have a small studio session from Co, or maybe like 8 years ago.
Yeah, it's an old one.
That's a goldie but goodie. It's at WFYI.org/small studio. This new song is called Beautifully Disgusting Place from Co Newborn, one of our favorites from 2023, here on Small Studio Signal Boost. Kara Cole is a central Indiana-based musician who may be familiar to Signal Boost listeners. She's half of the folk rock duo Keller and Cole, a band that's a 2021 Small Studio Sessions alum. And Adam, we recorded an in-studio with Kara Cole a few years ago. She was preparing for her latest EP.
Yeah, that was a few years ago?
It was 2022.
Gosh. That's wild. Okay, well, that's a couple.
It's a couple years ago. It was really good, and she's put this whole album together. It sounds great. Let's listen to a song from that EP. This song is called Waiting on You from Indiana-based Kara Cole, one of our favorites from 2023, here on Small Studio Signal Boost.
So I try. Haven't missed
chasing something that I have been wanting all my life.
You're listening to Small Studio Signal Boost from WFYI. And this time last year, we co-hosted a vinyl release party with Indianapolis artist Stuart Hyatt. It was at Can Can. That was a fun time, Melissa.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
He was celebrating the 10-year anniversary re-release of his album, The Clouds, which has an amazing backstory. He recorded it during a residency at a community center in rural Alabama and featured a lot of local voices, including the group of school kids on this song. This is No You Can't Take Them from The Clouds. Indie band Wasting Paper released their debut album this year. Here's a track from that. It's Sugar High on Signal Boost.
Well, I started out 125, but I feel more dead than alive. So I grab myself a bite to eat. Take a shot in my belly, you see. I'm high, sugar, sugar, high.
Wishy, formerly known as Mana, has had a pretty exciting 2023, touring the West Coast and getting some national press coverage and airplay for their new EP, Paradise. I can't wait to see what 2024 has in store for them. This is Wishy with Spinning. Sweet Poison Victim's latest album is currently only available on cassette, which you can pick up at one of Indie's many lovely record stores. But until you can get to one, here's a song to tide you over. It's Sweet Poison Victim with Yaquaba. Melissa, that's our wrap-up of 2023.
Yeah, it's over. The year is over. We're in 2024. More great music to come, for sure. But right now, that's the latest in Indiana music. Be sure to follow your favorite artist on social media for updates. And thank you for listening tonight. This has been Small Studio Signal Boost. Adam Gross and Roxana Caldwell created our show. This episode was produced by Adam Gross and me, Melissa Davis. You can check out the podcast edition of the show wherever you get your podcasts or at WFYI.org. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on the show, just visit WFYI.org/local-frequency. And we are at our last song of the night. Adam, what do we have?
This is Justin S. Kinchin with Uncle Funkenstein. Have a great night.